To the Russians, Gorbachev was responsible for the economic chaos of the late 1980s. And his bungling foreign policy, they believe, lost the network of East European states for which so many Russians had fought and died. At present, Gorbachev is not only alive, but also following international developments very closely. And to judge from what he's had to say about the world today in 2007, he isn't too happy with anybody. 4. The dominoes fall. One must not underestimate the role of the average man or woman in the street. Although the communists tried to remake human nature in their own image, I think that the human spirit proved too resilient. Perhaps none of the millions of acts of human resistance, great or small, in itself was enough to turn the tide. For example, although 40,000 Hungarians lost their lives in the 1956 revolution, freedom didn't come for another 33 years. When the Warsaw Pact forces invaded Czechoslovakia in 1968, instead of fighting like the Hungarians had done, individual Czechs protested the occupation by dousing themselves in gasoline and setting themselves afire. The communist government of Poland declared martial law in 1981 to put the Solidarity movement out of business. But Solidarity leader Lech Wałęsa eventually wound up as the president of Democratic Poland. As I've mentioned earlier, the client states turned out to be the dominoes which wound up toppling the entire rotten edifice of the Soviet Union. Yet another possible downfall of empire.